Welcome to Raw Talk on M88. Call in with your questions or comments. Toll free 1-866-730-4921. Or submit your question to Dear DJ at M88.org. Now, it's time for some Raw Talk on M88.
It's Michael Jackson singing a little bit of Thriller, like Stephen Gerrard was saying. That's probably the only time you'll ever hear Michael Jackson playing on M88. Welcome to Raw Talk. And tonight we are going to talk a little bit about Michael Jackson. As you know, he died this past week rather unexpectedly, but so did Farrah Fawcett. And we're going to talk a little bit about those two celebrities and the legacies that they have left. And I want to hear from you guys because, quite frankly, I didn't listen to a lot of Michael Jackson growing up. I spent half of the 80s overseas when my dad was in the military, so I missed a lot of the 80s trends. So I don't know a lot about Michael Jackson. I'm probably not the best authority to say what his legacy may or may not be. I want to hear from all of you closet fans and some of you who actually aren't ashamed to be fans of Michael Jackson. You tell me, what do you think Michael Jackson's legacy is going to be? And more importantly, what do you think his legacy is worth? Give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. I need to hear from you tonight because you guys need to help me figure this out. Because like I said, I am not a Michael Jackson expert, so I don't know exactly what people are going to say his legacy will be. So you guys got to tell me, 1-866-730-4921, to share a little bit about what you think the legacy of this guy is going to be. And I know Steve Madrid has a little opinion about Michael Jackson. What would you say there, Steve Madrid? He's the producer of Raw Talk, does a great job. What do you think about this whole Michael Jackson thing?
Well, you know, I think Michael Jackson was a lot of different things to different people because, you know, in, you know, way back in the day when he was part of Jackson 5, mm-hmm. he had impression on, you know, that age group, and it affected them in a different kind of way, you know, ABC and I Want You Back and all that kind of stuff. And then as he got older, he became like a totally different Michael Jackson that people in their, I don't know, later 20s, 30s to 40s knew. But I think people in, you know, under 20, maybe under 25, is way something way different, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we know the Jackson 5 Michael Jackson. We know the 80s Michael Jackson, and then we know the Wacko Jacko.
Yeah.
So Michael Jackson is different to different people. I mean, I even heard people saying, oh yeah, I'm glad that weirdo is finally gone and stuff like that. And people, you know, over 25 were shocked, like, how could you say that about Michael Jackson, the king of pop, the greatest, you know, performer, dancer, everything. And, I don't think that there's anybody else, besides, you know, Barack Obama, or, you know, if the president got assassinated, that would have this big of impact across the world, like globally, especially like as a musician, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. You know, Farrah Fawcett died this week at the age of 62. She'd been fighting cancer for 2 years and finally succumbed to her disease and died. And the same week, Michael Jackson dies. There's no such thing as ghosts, but I couldn't help but think, you know, if Farrah Fawcett had a ghost, I couldn't help but think that her ghost would be hanging around going, are you kidding me? I've been dying for like 2 years. and Michael Jackson comes out of nowhere and dies the same week I do, steals all the spotlight, and everyone's talking about him. I mean, her death really got overshadowed, but she was no less of a cultural icon in very different ways. But she had an impact on our society. She had an impact on feminism. She had an impact on female empowerment. She had an impact on our culture in the 70s and 80s, and as leaving a legacy as well. And so I want to hear what listeners think. 1-866-730-4921. What was the legacy of Michael Jackson or Farrah Fawcett? And what do you think that legacy is worth? 1-866-730-4921 to call in. And like I said, I'm no Michael Jackson expert, no Farrah Fawcett expert for sure. So I need you guys to tell me what you think about this situation. What is the legacy that they're leaving behind, and what is that legacy worth? Like for you, for example, Madrid, I mean, what do you think the legacy of Michael Jackson is worth? Because we've heard everyone waxing poetic this week, you know, about, oh, the king of pop is dead and the impact he had on music, like video game sites were talking about the impact he had on video games and movies. He was in movies. He did like a version of Wizard of Oz called The Wiz. You know, and so he was all over the place for a while, and then he was in the tabloids forever. He was married to Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie. You know, I mean, so what do you think his legacy is worth after all that he's done? What does his legacy mean to us?
Well, I don't know. I kind of, when I think of this, I kind of compare it to baseball, because we look at all these, baseball greats, baseball legends that we loved and adored so much. And then, now with all the drug enhancements that we find out, it kind of takes a lot of their credibility away. So I think that, it's kind of weird with Michael Jackson, and, I don't know, to me, you know, I don't really know if I should say this, but to me, Michael Jackson was gone, you know, 8 or 9 years ago. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, he's kind of been slowly going away, because I don't really know if he would have came out with any good music in, you know, the last 5 or 6 years. So now that he's really gone, does that really make a difference? That's that's what I was wondering about. But like I said, I think his legacy will be different to different people. You know, I'll remember him as Black Michael Jackson with the great dance moves and awesome songs. You know what I mean? But, you know, once he started getting weird, you know, it's kind of, you kind of just want to push that in the back of your head and not think about it. You know, so it'll be, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what his legacy lives. But I mean, he's an amazing performer. But as far as his life, he's probably had probably the worst, toughest life ever.
Yeah.
No matter what he's done, but just from everything I've heard, you know, as a kid, he never had a childhood. And then once he became...
Never had a dad growing up.
He never
up.
Had a dad.
He had a manager,
yeah,
but not a dad.
Not a dad. And when he got older, I think he lived a life in reverse. I think he turned into a child as he got older. And I think that's where the whole Wacko Jacko came thing, because he never had a childhood. He was just always a performer since the age of, what, 4 or 5?
Mm-hmm. Performing with the Jackson 5. Well, we want to hear from you. 1-866-730-4921. What do you think the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett is going to be? More importantly, what do you think it's worth? Because here's where I'm coming from on this. When I heard that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died, you know, I wasn't big fans of either one, so I was kind of like, that's interesting, you know, newsworthy item. But then as all these tributes started showing up, you know, all the news organizations started doing tributes about the life and times of Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, the impact that they had, and going on and on and on about the impact that they had, I started thinking about it, and I started realizing I don't know that their legacies really mean much, no matter what they did, because a legacy without Christ is meaningless. Now, if you don't agree with that, then you let me know. 1-866-730-4921 to call in and share your thoughts on this. But I thought that the true tragedy of all of this past week, as everyone talked about how tragic it was that Farrah Fawcett finally died and succumbed to cancer, how tragic it was that Michael Jackson unexpectedly passed out and suffered cardiac arrest and died just as he's getting ready to make a comeback tour or whatever he was working on. Everyone was talking about what a great tragedy all this was, and I couldn't help but to think, you know, the real tragedy is if these people didn't know Christ. Now, we don't know for sure the condition of either one's heart, all right? I can't say for sure what they believed, what they didn't believe. All I can go on is, you know, what I've seen. I mean, that's really the only way you can judge the fruit of any tree is you judge the fruit of the tree, and that's what you go on. And from the best of my knowledge, neither one necessarily had a walking, working, mature relationship with Christ. So what does that mean for their legacy? Is it worth anything without Christ? Was their lives really meaningful. As everyone talks about how meaningful of an impact they had, I couldn't help but think, you know, the sad, tragic thing about all this is I don't know if there is any meaning there without Christ being a part of it. Well, what do you think? 1-866-730-4921. And I know this is kind of a touchy subject. Anytime someone dies, it's never a good thing, you know, to kind of question these things. But these were celebrities. These were icons. These were people who had an impact on our culture. And I think it is pertinent to question the impact that they had if they didn't have Christ. I mean, what is the point of talking about how meaningful someone's life was if that life has no eternal value? Does it have any value without Christ and eternity? Doesn't matter how rich or famous you are, without Christ, what impact is your life really making? 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's show as we talk about this. Because, like I said, I think the real tragedy from all this is the fact that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett had a legacy that had nothing to do with Christ. And that is probably the biggest tragedy out of anything. You know, Michael Jackson died unexpectedly. I get that's sad news. But imagine what his impact could have been had he had Christ in his life from an early age. And there's some rumors floating around. Maybe he got saved before the end of his life. We'll talk about that here in a moment. We have Susan on the line. Susan, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say, Susan?
Well, I have two thoughts here that I want to share. One is, if you don't have a legacy that will extend into eternity, then you don't have a legacy. You're leaving something behind that's temporary and light and momentary, and it becomes irrelevant in light of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that I did some research. I kind of Googled Farrah Fawcett's cancer, and the kind of cancer that she died of was an STD-related HPV virus.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's saying anything about it. And I don't want to condemn her for it, and I don't want to make her legacy, but I want it to, I want kids to be aware of it when they're making choices, that there are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And they are huge.
Yes, they are huge. You know, one of the things about Farrah Fawcett, and I'm glad you brought this up, Susan, is that a lot of people were talking about her strength of spirit and how Farrah Fawcett lived for Farrah Fawcett, and she did what she wanted to do, and she was a free spirit, and no one would get in her way, and she just did things her own way, and everyone's been talking about how admirable that was, and so on and so forth. And again, I couldn't help but think, well, that is an admirable characteristic, that someone, you know, can have a very strong character. But living for herself, what did that ultimately get her? Okay, she chose to live life on her own terms. Great. Ultimately, what did that get her? And that is the question that I want you guys to help me answer. Because this is important stuff. This is eternal stuff that we're dealing with. And when Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett passed away this week, when they died, it gave us a perfect opportunity to start talking about this with the people around us. Everyone is going to have to face death. The mortality rate of the human race is 100%. Last time I checked, I think the only exception was Jesus Christ. 100%, or 99.99999%. Jesus Christ is the only exception so far. We're all going to be resurrected one day. The question is, what is our eternity going to be? We all have to face that question. Michael Jackson had to face that question. Farrah Fawcett had to face that question. How did they answer it? As far as I can tell, they didn't answer it the best way possible. And that makes it really, really sad. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Susan, and thank you for calling in.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. And if you'd like to offer an opinion like Susan just did, give us a call, 1-866-730-4921 to call in. What do you think these legacies are worth of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett? What does it ultimately mean, and what does it mean to us? Did they have a legacy that's worth anything? Despite the fact that Michael Jackson had the best-selling album in all of music history, still to this day, the album Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. Well, what is that legacy worth? Is it really worth anything? Give us a call and let us know. 1-866-730-4921 if you want to offer an opinion. Come on, I know there's some Michael Jackson fans out there who want to say something, and I need you to help me out with this. Because like I said, I don't know a lot about Michael Jackson. I don't know a lot about his life. I don't know a lot about Farrah Fawcett. And we need to examine these issues because, as I said, they impact us all. The King of Pop is now standing before the King of Kings. Do you think it matters that he's the King of Pop to the King of Kings? I don't think it does. I don't think Jesus Christ is up there saying, oh, the King of Pop, well, VIP section right over here. That's not the way it works. Take a look at the Bible. That's not the way it works. The way it works is Jesus Christ is going to ask whether or not we knew him and he knew us. King of Pop or King of Poppers, we are all the same when we come before the throne of God. And that's what we really need to consider. And so how can we take this opportunity with the passing of Michael Jackson and the death of Farrah Fawcett, these two celebrities, these two icons who have just died, how can we take this opportunity to examine their legacies and share with people, look, you need to consider this because the King of Pop is not getting any special treatment because he had the best-selling album of all time. He still has to stand before God's throne and be judged for what he did. And if he didn't know Christ, what he did is not going to be good enough. No matter what achievements he had, it will not be good enough to get into heaven. And for a lot of people, that might be hard to swallow, but something we need to consider, and it's something we need to consider with the people around us who don't know Christ. We have Greg on the line. Greg, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Greg?
Well, I just wanted to comment on, first of all, you were talking about Michael Jackson having the best-selling record of all time.
Uh-huh.
Well, when we're talking to non-believers about this, I think it's one thing we can point out when we're talking to someone who's not necessarily thinking in eternal terms, and say, hey, we're talking about baseball records before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark McGwire had the record for a while. Before that, who had Mickey Mantle hit, 61 home runs?
Right.
He had the record for that for a while. That record's gone. Michael Jackson's record will be broken at some point. Someone will sell more albums than he did someday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing we can point out. I think the other thing with the other comment that I have was regarding Farrah Fawcett, and also when we're talking to non-believers about this, and what do you think? They ask you if you're in your workplace, what do you think about this? Where did that get her, living for herself?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the choice. This can lead into, hey, you have a choice that you can make.
Right.
That's the choice that we make. Do we live for ourselves? Do we live for Christ? What is the choice? Have we repented and done a 180 and we're living God's way, or are we living for ourselves? That's ultimately the choice that we're all faced with. That, like you said, not only one's heart, but if that's really the choice that she made, like you said, it's tragic.
Yeah. It is tragic.
I think we can use that when we're talking to non-believers about this. This is a really great opportunity.
It is.
I'm very sad that this happened. This is a great opportunity for us to talk to people and say, hey, look at it this way with me for just a second. I think this can open up some great conversations with people possibly lead to Christ.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where everyone's already talking about it. It's an open door for us as Christians. These opportunities do not come along where it's this easy. Everyone right now is talking about death. Everyone right now is talking about legacies. They're talking about these issues that we need to face, and it gives us a golden opportunity for us to answer people's questions. We can answer their questions about what happens when you die, and we can answer their question about what a legacy really means. And it doesn't get any easier than this. When people are already talking about these issues, we have to seize the moment. And it's tragic that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett have died. Why is it tragic? Because as far as I know, if they didn't know Christ, they don't have any more chances. Their chances are over, and that means eternity in hell. Whoa, hey, don't say that about celebrities. They just died. Yeah, they did, and that's the true tragedy. If they're going to end up spending an eternity in hell, that's the tragedy that we need to be most concerned about, and that's the tragedy we want to try to avert in the people that we talk with, because no one should have to suffer that. God didn't want any of us to suffer that. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, so that we would not have to suffer that. Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson did not have to suffer that because of Christ. Did they know that? I don't know. I hope they did. I'm guessing probably not. Again, we'll talk about the possibility with Michael Jackson here in a moment. Greg, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts, man.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great night, Greg. Well, 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to offer some comments on this. What is a legacy worth without Christ? And what should we as Christians be talking about while everyone is talking about Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett? And, you know, for the most part, people are talking about how great they are. What a wonderful impact they had. That's wonderful. What does that impact mean? Does it have any meaning at all? Does it really mean anything to any of us if they didn't have Christ? 1-866-730-4921. If you'd like to join in tonight. And going back to the idea about Farrah Fawcett and how she lived life her way. Well, John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, I recently had to tell some people how to get to my house. Now, if they would have said, "Well, that's nice. Those are the directions to get to your house. Well, I'm going to do it my way." They never would have shown up on time, let alone they probably wouldn't have even gotten there. You know, there's a couple ways that you can get to my house, you know, but you still have to go in the right direction to get there. Well, with Jesus Christ, there is only one way to get to heaven. It's through him. Yeah, you could say, "I'm going to go in any direction I want. Eventually, I'm going to get there." That whole all roads lead to heaven theory. It doesn't work. Try that sometime. Try getting somewhere by taking any road and saying, "Well, you know, all roads eventually will lead to this place." It's not really going to work. If it doesn't work in our plane of reality, why do we think it's going to work in the plane of spiritual reality? And so Farrah Fawcett lived her life her way. Great. But because she didn't follow Christ's way, that means that she is going to end up spending an eternity in hell. I know that's a horrible thing to say because she just died, but it's the reality, people. And it's a horrible, tragic reality that we should have a burden. We should have a heart. We should have breaking hearts to make sure that doesn't happen to anybody, no matter how famous, infamous, or non-famous they may be. We should not want anyone to have to suffer that fate. And we should do everything within our power to make sure that doesn't happen to the people around us, because Jesus Christ made a way to make sure it doesn't have to happen. And if you got questions on the subject, heaven, hell, death, life, whatever, give me a call, 1-866-730-4921, as we talk about Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, who died this past week. And everyone's talking about the impact they had, the legacies that they had. And we're asking, well, what does that mean without Christ? Can a legacy, can a life mean anything apart from Christ? Can it? Let me know if you think it can. Let's talk about it, because I honestly don't know. I'm not here to provide answers. I'm here to ask questions. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to join in and talk about this tonight and share what you think about the impact and the legacy of Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson. What do you think their legacy ultimately will be? How will it impact future generations? Will it impact future generations? Because, you know, as we examine that, we should think about our own impact, our own legacy. How will it impact future generations? You're probably thinking, "I'm a nobody. I'm nothing. My impact isn't going to have anything on anybody." Really? Well, I can tell you this right now. You don't need to sell over 4 million records to have an impact on people. I can tell you that right now. God has gifted you and given you abilities where you can have an impact on people around you for all eternity. And that's something that even Michael Jackson couldn't really say. So 1-866-730-4921. And going back to the idea that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, they had their life. Their life is now over. They no longer have any chances left. So is one lifetime enough? You know, Hebrews 9:27 makes it very, very plain. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment. It doesn't matter who you are, no matter how famous you are, you have the same destiny. You are destined to die once, and after that, you will face judgment. Now, it goes on to say that Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. That's the hope that we can have after we die once. But did Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett have that hope? I don't know. And if they didn't, their opportunities are over. That is the true tragedy of this past week, that these two people, icons though they may be, may have missed their one chance, their one lifetime. It's our one chance to discover salvation and redemption through Jesus Christ so we can have eternal life as opposed to eternal death. That's the tragedy from this past week. That's the tragedy we as Christians should be talking about with people as we talk about this. Yes, it's tragic that Michael Jackson died. Yes, it's tragic that Farrah Fawcett died. You know what the true tragedy is? If they didn't have Christ, they're going to spend an eternity in hell. There's nothing more tragic than that. We have Bethany on the line. Bethany, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Bethany?
I agree that if you don't have Christ, then there is no legacy, and that they, if they didn't have Christ, then they will spend eternity in hell, and that's what they have chosen to do, and they've chosen to go on their own lives. And
isn't that tragic, though, that would be the final epitaph of their life? They had a life without Christ. I think that's the true tragedy. Did you listen to Michael Jackson at all, Bethany?
Well, my parents grew up with Michael Jackson, and I knew a few of his songs, but that's about it.
All right. And how did your parents react to the news that Michael Jackson died?
They weren't really that shocked. They're like, he was going to die someday. He even admitted that he was going to die of all the drugs that he took, so...
Well, you know, I think we can all admit that. We're all going to die someday. And, you know, the other thing about Michael Jackson's death is, you know, everyone's talking about how unexpected it was. He had cardiac arrest at the age of 50. Well, that just emphasizes the point that you don't know how much time you have. And if you're putting off that decision for Christ, like, I'll get to that. I don't have to worry about my legacy now. I'm young. How old are you, Bethany?
I'm 16.
16. Yeah, you're not worried about legacies or dying or anything like that, right? You're 16. That's the invincible age. You got a whole life in front of you. But the important thing to remember is, do you really know how much time you have left, Bethany? I know it's a morbid thought, but it's a sobering one and one we should consider, is it not?
Yeah, I don't really know what time I have left.
But you do know that you can make the most of the time that you do have, right? Yeah, I was watching the Lord of the Rings movies this past week, and it really struck me that one of Gandalf's things said is that, you know, no one can really choose the time that they have. All we can choose to do is to make the most of the time that we're given. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty profound thought coming from Hollywood. It's almost biblical. You know, it's almost proverbial. You could have that in the book of Proverbs. It sounds like something Solomon would say, and it's so true. All we can do is make the most of the time that we're given. The question is, are we doing that? Bethany, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening, all right? All right, you too. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to join in and offer your thoughts. What is a legacy worth without Christ? What is the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett going to be? What impact have they truly had? 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to join in on tonight's conversation as we consider this and you know, share your thoughts. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson or Farrah Fawcett, so I don't have a lot that I can say about them. If you do, offer it up. Share your thoughts, share your insights into this, and share what you think a legacy should be. How can we build a legacy that is worth something? 1-866-730-4921. Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson dying this past week. I read one news article talking about how tragic it was that Generation X lost two such icons in the same week. It was a terrible blow to Generation X. I think I'm part of Generation X. I don't know. I didn't check my, you know, passport generational stamp when I, you know, what generation am I in? Generation X. Anyway, but, you know, they're talking about that. And one of the things that I thought was interesting is, people were saying how Michael Jackson had everything a person could want. Michael Jackson had fame, he had money, he had influence, he had success, he had every material thing you could ever want. Michael Jackson had everything a person could want. And yet when we look at his life, you know, like Steve Madrid was talking about, the later years of Wacko Jacko, it didn't really seem like he had everything a person could want. He seemed pretty desperate for something, and he had no clue what that something was. He seemed to be completely lost and in need. Well, how could that be? He had everything anyone could want. More success, more money, more notoriety, more everything than any average person could even dream of. How could he possibly be in want or need of anything? Well, you know, my thought is, everyone's talking about how his death was such a tragedy. Oh, such a tragedy. Michael Jackson had everything everyone could want. His death is a tragedy. Well, if he had everything that anyone could ever want, why is his death a tragedy? He lived a full life. He experienced more than most of us ever will. He experienced all the best that life could offer, right? So what, then why is his death a tragedy? He got all that he could out of life. What more was there to get? So why is his death so tragic if he had everything that everyone could want? Well, I think Jesus offers some insight into this. Matthew chapter 16, verses 26 through 27. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, those are important questions and questions I think apply to Michael Jackson. He had the whole world, but what good was it if his soul was forfeit in the end? And I think therein lies, again, the true tragedy of this past week with the death of Michael Jackson. Sure, he had everything that anyone could want in life, but if he didn't have eternal life, then did he ever really experience life? I don't know that he did. And I think he knew that as well. That's why his whole last part of his life, Wacko Jacko, seemed so bizarre. He did everything that he possibly could. What more was there? He had no idea. That would be enough to drive anyone crazy. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to join in on tonight's conversation as we talk about what is the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. What are they really leaving behind? And what does that leave us to consider? We have Jacob on the line. Jacob, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Jacob?
I just wanted to say that I think that Michael Jackson's death led to him by his fame and his fortune because he had it all, but I guess having it all wasn't all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Having it all wasn't enough, was it?
No, it was just very bad for him, and I guess that he had two wives or even, I think, more, and he just didn't like it all, so he lost it all pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you bring that up, Jacob. It doesn't matter how much he may have had in death, he couldn't take any of it with him, could he?
Yeah, he couldn't. He had all pretty much all the same fortune, but yet he started noticing that he didn't really have it all, and so he couldn't take it to heaven with him, so what is he going to do with it?
Exactly. You know, those are really good points, Jacob. How old are you, Jacob?
I'm only 13.
You're only 13? Well, you know, I'm glad that you're at least taking the time to consider these things at the age of 13, because it's never too early to ponder these things, and it's certainly never too early to share these things and talk about them with your friends. Are your friends talking about this at all, or are they pretty much ignoring the death of Michael Jackson? They're going, yeah, the weirdo's dead. That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, how are your friends, you know, around the age of 13 talking about this death and passing of Michael Jackson?
The majority of them is just saying, well, who cares? He's kind of a wacko, pretty much, and he did a lot of bad things in his life, so he should die anyways, you know? But I think that he should have gave his life to the Lord first, you know, like everybody else should, but I guess it just kind of got to him.
Well, you know, it certainly gives you at least an opportunity to talk about eternal things with your friends, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you take the most of those opportunities, and thank you so much for calling in, Jacob. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your insight on this.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great evening, all right?
Okay, you too.
All right. Jacob calling in and sharing some good thoughts, and I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. 1-866-730-4921. I don't know if I mentioned this, but it's a toll-free call. Costs you nothing to call in and share your opinion. And I know everybody has an opinion. Come on, we all do. We all like to share our opinion. Here's a chance to do that. You know, what do you think of the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett? Does it really mean anything? 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and share tonight as we talk about the legacies of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, whether or not they really mean anything. And if they don't, well, what can we do about it for our own legacies? And how can we talk about this with the people around us? People are talking about this, all right? This is a big deal. It's been all over the news. There's lots of discussion about that. This is an opportunity for us to engage our culture, and the doors are swinging wide open. Like I said earlier, people are talking about death. People are talking about what makes a life worth something. Now's a great time for us to enter that conversation, because this is the type of conversation where we have answers. We can answer what is a life worth. We can answer what is death about. What happens after someone dies? We can provide answers to these questions, and with people talking about this now because of the death of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, it's time for us to engage our culture. We have Liz on the line. Liz, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Liz?
Hi, yes. I'd like to say that I think a legacy should
being someone teaches someone to love other people through the eyes of God. Not to love money, not to love things of this world, but to love the, what comes after life.
And how do we teach people that, Liz?
By living it.
By living it out?
You, yeah. So many young people are looking at you and up to you, and that's a perfect opportunity to teach them what life is really about. And it's not about riches, as we see. It's not about, you know, being the most famous person, because that means nothing after you stand in after your life and you stand in judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up, Liz, because, you know, role models are something that we're always talking about. You know, you talk about the role model of Hannah Montana, the Jonas Brothers, all these. What kind of role models are they? And it's an opportunity for us to say, what are these role models really standing for? You know, Michael Jackson has passed on. That generation, he was a role model for them. What did he really model for them? And what are the role models of this generation modeling for youngsters today? What are they really teaching them? And, you know, so often we just go, well, as long as they're nice boys, like a lot of people talk about the Jonas Brothers, well, they seem like nice boys. They have purity rings. That's good, right?
Yeah, that's a start.
Go ahead, Michael Jackson...
Promoted a lot of, like, having children without two parents. I think that was not a good sign for young people to follow.
Yeah. Well, Liz, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts on this, Liz. I appreciate you being a part of tonight's show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You have a great night. 1-866-730-4921. Share a little bit about what you think the legacy of Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett is going to be. What did these icons, what did these celebrities leave for us to follow? Anything? Anything worthwhile? Is there anything worthwhile without Christ? That is the question that we need to think about for ourselves. And as we talk with other people about this, 1-866-730-4921. Yeah, as we've been talking about building a legacy, I came to think about 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 10. It says, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. Now, that's something for us to consider, even as Christians. You know, Paul's saying, okay, you built your life on the foundation of Christ, but what are you building? What are you building with? You know, for some people to say, well, I'm a Christian, it's good enough, and now I can live however I want, and Jesus Christ will forgive me for everything. But again, it goes back to, fine, but what are you leaving behind? When you stand before the king, doesn't matter if you're the king of pop or the king of paupers, he's going to test what it is that you've built with your life. Is it going to stand or is it going to burn? Are you going to get in smelling of smoke when you get into to heaven? Woo, barely made it. A little bit singed. Or are you going to go in triumphantly and lay great treasures before the throne of God and say, these are all yours? I'd much rather, you know, be the one laying treasure before the throne of God than the one where, you know, God might have to say, do we need a fire extinguisher in here? I smell smoke. I wouldn't want to be that person. I don't know if he'd actually say that, but you get the point, right? Well, 1-866-730-4921, if you'd like to call in and talk about what the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett was. What did they really leave behind? Is there any legacy that we can leave that is worth anything without Christ? And if not, why not? 1-866-730-4921. You know, another thing I think of when I talk about this legacy stuff is Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Paul is talking. He says, what is more, I consider everything as a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. Everything that Michael Jackson gained, all the fame that Farrah Fawcett had, what is it really? Now, I think Paul hits the nail on the head. It's rubbish compared to knowing Christ. There is nothing greater. And the sad thing is we look at these cultural icons, quote unquote, and so many people this past week have been talking about how wonderful they were, the impact they had, or what inspirational people they were in their prime, so on and so forth. But all that's rubbish without Christ, is it not? I know that sounds harsh to say. You know, when do we got to show respect to the dead? Well, they're dead. I think what we need to be concerned about is the living. And those who do not know Christ, those are the ones that we should be most concerned about. When this has happened, and we can say, look, their lives were nothing without Christ. They had all the fame and fortune anyone could want, but in the eternal perspective, it's worth nothing without Christ. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that be you. Don't share the same fate that they did, because they are not getting any special treatment because they were cultural icons, quote unquote. They were people who are going to stand before God, and you and I are going to do the exact same thing someday. The question is, how are we going to stand? Are we going to stand with Christ? Are we going to stand in fear because we don't know what's going on? Like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this. No one told me about this. We need to talk with people about this. This is a great opportunity to do it. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and offer your thoughts. We have Celeste on the line. Celeste, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Celeste?
Hey, well, I guess you were talking about what people, like, kind of the legacy they leave behind, mm-hmm. you know, what Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson have left behind for us.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, like, it seems like a lot of celebrities, you know, it's all about, like, with the songs and the movies that are, it's all about, you know, this material, very material, fleeting stuff, you know, and it's easy because, you know, they're living healthy, whatever, they're not really paying attention to the things that are important in life. But if you go and you talk to the people that are, you know, in the hospitals that are on their deathbed, or, you know, you research some people's, famous people's dying words, you know, it's all about what really matters. You know, so many people are like, I wish I had, you know, lived for God more, or I wish, you know, I had taken care of my family. You know, it's all about what really matters in life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what's important, and that's what we miss, you know, is because we're so focused on these little fleeting things, but, like, what they left behind is just kind of a legacy of, oh, just have fun.
Yeah.
You know, do whatever. Like, it's sad.
It is sad. You know, you're absolutely right. People have been talking all week about how sad this has been, but I think they've been talking about being sad for the wrong reasons. You know, they're talking about how sad it is that they're not here anymore, how sad it is that, you know, Michael Jackson didn't get a chance to do his comeback tour and, you know, repair his image, and Farrah Fawcett didn't have a chance to overcome her cancer and be heroic. You know, I think...
those people didn't realize what's important in life either, so they're just as lost.
Yeah, so. That's absolutely right, which gives us the golden opportunity to say, hey, they missed the point, you're missing the point, please let me tell you what the point is. This is a golden opportunity to do that. Thank you so much for calling in, Celeste.
For sure.
All right, you have a great evening. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to offer your thoughts about the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. They both passed away this past week, and everyone's been talking about what a tragedy it is. The thing that struck me was, it's a tragedy if they didn't know Christ. That's the true tragedy. Now, recently, Steve-O from The Morning Show brought this to my attention yesterday. There have been some reports floating around on the Internet. The Internet is pure truth. I don't know about that, but nevertheless, this was actually found on Mary Mary's blog, Mary Mary, you know, Christian artist group. Anyway, one of the things that was posted on their blog was that a few weeks ago, some people spent some time with Michael Jackson, and that they prayed with him, and he accepted Christ Jesus into his heart. And then, you know, a few weeks later, he unexpectedly passed away at the age of 50. I don't know if that's true. I'm not substantiating this rumor. I'm saying this is a rumor that's floating around. Some people are saying 3 weeks before he died, Michael Jackson gave his life to Christ. And, man, I hope that is true. I really, really do. It would be nice to know that he escaped eternity and hell. But it still brings up an interesting question, because, you know, people are saying, see, he got saved. It's good enough. And yet, I can't help but think, yeah, it'd be great if he got saved and got into heaven, but what would his legacy have been had he started with Christ? is it really enough to just squeak by? And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to save it till the very end. I'm just going to get in by the skin of my teeth. Yeah, but think about the legacy that Michael Jackson could have left had he started with Christ. What sort of impact could he have had? You know, it's all pure speculation. We can't say for sure. We'll never know for sure. But the sad, tragic thing about that is we will never know what could have been. And with someone who had the talents that he had, had he used them through his lifetime for Christ, there is a great tragedy there of missed opportunity for the kingdom of God. Would he have been as successful as he was? I don't know. It's all pure speculation. But, you know, if it's true that he got in heaven, great. It's still a tragedy because the rest of his life was a waste without Christ. Now, I got saved when I was at the ripe old age of 6. Prayed over a peanut butter and banana sandwich with my mom to receive Christ into my life. And for a long time, I was kind of ashamed of my testimony because I thought, oh, my testimony's so boring. I got saved at the age of Christ. Got saved at the age of 6, accepted Christ. And ever since that time, for the past years, I have followed Christ faithfully. I haven't been perfect. I've had moments where I've failed. I have moments where I have screwed up. But I never backslid. I never went off and, you know, lived the life I wanted to live and, or, you know, lived the worldly life. I didn't experience sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They had no appeal to me. My mind was so changed by Christ, I didn't understand worldly ways. I didn't see the appeal. Like I said, I faced temptation. Sometimes I fell into sin, but I never lived a lifestyle of sin. I have lived my life for Christ from the time I was 6 to this day, and God willing, I will live it for the next 80 years for Him, unfaltering. Now, some people would look at that and, well, that's not very dramatic. He didn't get saved from anything, you know, never had a chance. Actually, I got saved from all kinds of stuff. I just happened to have gotten saved from it before I had to experience the pain, heartache, and consequences of it. Thank God for that. And more importantly, one of the things I've realized that I'm so thankful for is that God can sustain you for a lifetime. You know, I have a testimony where I got saved at the age of 6. God has sustained me in His care, in His protection, through my entire life. As I've been faithful to Him, He has been faithful to me. I think that's a powerful testimony. Is that going to, you know, sell a bunch of books? Is it going to get me on a speaking tour? No, because it's not dramatic enough. It won't sell. But doggone it, I need to tell you this right now. When you come to Christ, no matter what your life has been previous, from that point forward, you can live for Christ unfalteringly and unwaveringly. He can make it happen, and you can have a powerful testimony of God's sustaining power, that He can keep you in His care, keep you in His hand, and help you live apart from the world. What an amazing testimony that would have been for Michael Jackson. Maybe it wouldn't have been as dramatic. You know, it sounds a little more dramatic. Oh, he got saved right before he died. After that, all that he did, all the ways he lived, God still saved him. That is a powerful testimony. How much more powerful would it have been had the Jackson 5 had a Christian lead singer who was impacting lives for the eternal kingdom of God, and that he lived that way for his entire life? Is that even possible in the limelight of success and fame? Well, Luke 1 and 37 says nothing is impossible with God, so I'd have to say yes. 1-866-730-4921 if you want to offer up any final thoughts about the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. They both died this past week. People are talking about death. People are talking about legacies. People are talking about what a life means. You and I, my friends, who have accepted Christ, who are living for Him, have a unique opportunity right now to engage the culture, to talk with people about eternal things. They're already talking about eternal things. We can just point them to the truth about those eternal things. You know, we can point them to the truth like 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, where it says that God wants all men to be saved, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett included. He wanted them to be saved. He gave them opportunities to be saved. Did they seize those opportunities? I don't know. I hope that they did. And if they didn't, that's their true tragedy if they missed their opportunity. More importantly, James 5:16 says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Are we praying for the people that we know who don't know Christ? Are we? You know, everyone's been complaining about the president ever since the election came around. You know, a lot of people are upset that he's the guy that got elected. The election's over. He is now the commander-in-chief of our nation. He is now our leader. We need to pray for him like we have never prayed before. He needs more prayer than probably any other president in all of history. I know it's a bold statement, but the things that we're facing, they need prayer. And this is an opportunity for us to do that. We want to have a legacy that's going to mean something, that's going to have an impact. Prayer is the number one way we can do that. And praying for people who are role models, who are icons, who are leaders of nations, our prayers can have a powerful effect on them. We may never know what that effect will be until we get to heaven. But why miss the opportunity? Why would we want to miss that opportunity? I can't think of an answer to why we'd want to do that. And finally, Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I have to wonder if anyone approached Farrah Fawcett or Michael Jackson that way. If they ever encountered someone who was wise in the way they acted toward them, who conversed with them with a conversation that was full of grace and love and compassion. You know, when we look towards how we should interact with the world around us, I can't help but think about Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. I think that could be the legacy of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. They were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And I have to wonder, did anyone ever have compassion on them? Not to say in a condemning way how awful their lifestyles were, pointing out all the mistakes that they made. Yes, they made mistakes. Yes, their lives were not a paragon of virtue. But did anyone point out to them that God loved them? That God sent his son to die on the cross and rise from the dead so that they could have an eternal legacy living in the kingdom of heaven. That they could be forgiven of their sins and live free from the guilt, the burden, and the weight of temptation and sin. Did someone look at them and have the compassion of Christ on them? Are we looking around at the world around us and having compassion? Or are we just passing judgment? Michael Jackson was this. Farrah Fawcett was that. That's who they were. End of story. That person over there, that's who they are. I know all I need to know about them just by looking at them. I know what kind of life they live. They're not going to listen to me if I talk to them about Christ. Let's not be that way, but let's be like Christ and have compassion on the world because they need God's truth. Because a life without Christ is a meaningless life. And a lot of people probably would be offended if I were to say that about Michael Jackson or Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett fought cancer for 2 years. It was bold and heroic and courageous. Perhaps it was meaningless without Christ. Michael Jackson was getting ready to make a comeback. He was making a change. He was turning his life around. Perhaps it's meaningless without Christ. We live in a world that's trying to get by and trying to find meaning where there is no meaning apart from Jesus Christ. And it's a heartbreaking, it's enough to drive people crazy. We've seen how people act. They act crazy. That's probably why. So with the passing of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, let us make the most of this opportunity and share the good news that there is hope, that there is eternal life, that there is a life that means something, a life that can be lived to the full and not be filled with heartache and, let's face it, harsh consequences. Like someone pointed out, the death of Farrah Fawcett was part of a result of how she chose to live her life. Painful consequences for living her own way. I hope that gives you something to think about as we wrap things up for what may have been a kind of a heavy Raw Talk. But I hope you see that there is hope here. We have it. We need to share it. A couple things I want to mention before we wrap things up for tonight. Don't forget the M88 DJ Volleyball Tournament coming up July 10th. We're going to be playing at 6 p.m. this year. If you want to sign up and play, please come out and join us July 10th at the volleyball courts at Calvary of Albuquerque. Just an opportunity to hang out with you guys. And another tournament that's coming up is the M88 Golf Tournament August 1st. Here's the deal. If you enjoy programs like Raw Talk, if you enjoy being challenged by the truth of God's word, we need money. It's the way the station runs. And we get that money from faithful listeners like you. And one of the ways we ask you to share some money with the station is by playing golf. August 1st, mark your calendars. Come out and join us at Isleta Golf Course and help this ministry continue. Help us continue to share the hope of Christ. So who knows? Maybe the next Michael Jackson one time will be listening to the station because you supported it, and they will hear about Christ. They will give their life to Christ, and they will truly make an impact that will mean something on this world, that they will leave a legacy that will extend into eternity because of how you helped support a simple ministry like Raw Talk here on M88. August 1st, one way you can do that at the golf tournament out at Isleta Golf Course. It's going to wrap things up for tonight's show. Thank you, everyone who called in and shared their insights, and I hope you guys have a shway week in the Lord.
Thanks for joining us on Raw Talk on M88. Get the podcast of tonight's show free at m88.org. And join us again next week for more Raw Talk on M88.